Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is joining us for an update on the April 29th edition of the Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hey, Nikki, how are you?
Hi, Joe. How you doing today?
Good. It's been a little while since we checked in, right?
It has. We had a little period there that we didn't have any applicants, so we didn't have a meeting last time. So yeah, it and we only had three. We did do a lot of it early on in the spring for events coming up. So that does happen sometimes. But we had three applicants, and we were happy to get together 4 p.m. on April 29th and get right to, we did have five members. We had a quorum. We went to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Pride for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for 2025 Quincy Pride on Sunday, June 8th from noon to 4 at Pageant Field. Jay Southwood was there and told us about the event. They're very excited to have it at Pageant. They've worked up there before. They're going to do the same courted area for the beer and wine. So everything is in place and they're hoping for good weather Sunday, June 8th from noon to 4 at Pageant Field. And that was Quincy Pride. And that went through 5-0. Next was agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Widowmaker Brewing in the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for special permits, one-day liquor licenses for their annual Kilroy Square Farmers Market and Beer Garden. The Farmers Market is held on Friday, June to October from noon to 5. The Beer Garden is open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting May 15th and going to June 28th, and Fridays and Saturdays, July 11th through September 27th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Julie Pagano and Ryan Lavery were there. Julie is the director of the Chamber of Commerce, and Ryan Lavery is the owner of Widowmaker. They're working together along with Aviva Trattoria. Will be helping Widowmaker with supplying the food for this year. And Julie did mention that there will be some food trucks, but you can go certainly onto the Quincy Chamber of Commerce website for all the dates, all the vendors, and any other information that you need. That did go through 5-0 as well.
Very good. I know we're all hoping to break out of this wet weekend pattern for all these events.
Certainly are. Yeah. We certainly are. We deserve it after all this.
Yes, for sure. Actually, I heard a report this morning. We have not had a dry weekend since the first weekend of March. So it's not your imagination.
Yeah, right. We squeaked in Easter and then back to the rain.
Exactly, yeah.
Agenda item number three here regarding the request of Quincy Market Lawn Corp doing business as Quincy Market for a change of offices and directors and change of stock interest. New 100% shareholder will be Kamal Patel for the premise located at 33 Washington Street. Additionally, a new proposed manager, James Cucinata. So a new owner and new manager, James Cucinata owned it before, but he is going to stay on as the manager. And that was everything staying the same, same hours, same employees, TIP certified, and all that. And that went through 5-0 as well. And our next hearing will be on May 13th.
Okay. Yeah, it was a quick one.
Yep.
And although it is quiet in the world of license commissioners, it's about to get very busy in the world of elections.
Yes. Here we go.
Here we go, city election this year, and papers are coming out, right?
That's right. So the only difference this year for the city election is the mayor is not on the ballot. Nomination papers will be released by the Board of Registrars on Tuesday, May 6th, 8:30 to 4:30, and then any day there in between, Tuesday, July 15th is the last day in hour to submit the nomination papers for certification to the Board of Registrars.
Okay, and what does a potential candidate need to do, Nikki, to comply?
So they do, of course, have to be a resident of Quincy, and they need 50 signatures to actually go on to the ballot, certified signatures. We give the nomination papers, we explain it, we give a packet with all the information for campaign finance, for having your papers notarized, filling out the candidacy statement of candidacy before you go around and get your signatures so that people know what they're signing. It's very important. And, we're here, we're happy to help. Our election department runs reports and stats. And if you take a look at our election page, you'll find a lot of the information there that you need. Again, May 6th, which is next Tuesday, they'll be available 8:30 to 4:30, and then any day up until July 15th.
Okay, and then the process of putting the ballots together, right?
That's it. That's it. So, for the election for school committee, there's three members. So we need six members plus one to go to a preliminary. For same for at large, and then the candidates for counselor two plus. So,
In order to trigger a preliminary, yeah.
yep. So it should be, interesting. Certainly Ian has announced he's not going to run again. And so that will be, n somebody new. So, anybody that is interested, wants to call and get some information, you certainly can. 617-376-114142. It's all here. We have the information here. We're happy to help, and looking forward to a municipal election this year.
Yep. If there is a preliminary, it'll be the Tuesday after Labor Day. Is that right? I
That's
did
right.
register.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep, September 2nd. And the reason that is because we use so many of the schools, of course, and kids go back on the 3rd. So it just works for the city. Certainly the custodians will be in the schools. And so they'll be there to set up for the elections, and it ends up all working out well.
Right, and then the general on November 4th, right?
November 4th, right.
All righty. We will, I'm sure, be talking more about it throughout the year.
You bet. Looking
Thanks a
forward
lot,
to it.
Nikki.
Okay, be well.